From the studios of WHQR Public Radio in Wilmington, this is Coastline. I'm your host, Rachel Lewis Hilburn. We're 1 week into 2015, and the North Carolina legislature is set to convene next Wednesday. But the 14th is solely a procedural meeting to elect officers and organize the long session. The session itself gets underway at the end of this month on January 28th. Two state representatives from New Hanover County are with us today to answer your questions and explore what's likely to be on the legislative docket for 2015. Will film incentives get another look? How will the new House leadership change the political dynamic? And will Medicaid expansion have any legs? Ted Davis Jr. is a Republican, first appointed to the House in 2012 to finish out the term of Danny McComas. He was elected to represent the 19th District in November the same year and was reelected last November. Representative Davis, welcome to Coastline.
Thank you for letting me be here.
Susie Hamilton is a Democrat, also from New Hanover County, representing District 18. She was first elected in 2010, and she begins her third term this year. Representative Hamilton, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Rachel. I'm glad to be here.
We encourage you to join the discussion. Do you have a question for Representatives Hamilton or Davis? Is there a particular issue or piece of legislation you hope to see addressed in this upcoming session? Give us a call at 910-343-1138 or send an email to coastline@whqr.org. You can also tweet us at coastlinehqr. And Representatives Davis and Hamilton, we've already been getting tweets this morning. We have an email about incentives. The question on the minds of so many people in the Cape Fear region is, will film incentives get another look? This is something both of you worked very hard on during the last session, we know. And we wound up with this $10 million grant that many consider to be non-competitive.
You want to take a shot at this, Ted? Or?
That'll be fine. That's something that I've been very passionate about, because I realize how important the film industry, which is a very clean industry, is really not only to New Hanover County itself, but to the region as well. What basically you have in Raleigh is a quagmire between what the House might want to do on this and what the Senate might want to do on this. At the end of the session, we were able to get an amendment in the House to a Senate bill that was sent back to the Senate that would have extended the film credits as we have them now, with certain limitations on that, being it would only have been for 1 year. There was a cap on the expenditures of $40 million. But what would have happened, which I thought was extremely was important, was that an in-depth study by an unbiased, nonpartisan group would have been done to look in to see what is the best way to do this. Is a grant program the best way to go? And if so, what the particulars of that grant should be, what the amount of that grant should be. If not that, then what else? So that in a perfect world, that study could have been going on during this 1 year period to allow those answers to be addressed by the legislature at the end of that.
But is there any possibility that a similar piece of legislation could come before the House?
It's not so much about it coming to the House, because that went from the House to the Senate, and the Senate did not act on it.
Right.
So I think what you have now in the legislature in Raleigh, and Susie can weigh in on this, is people right now are looking at whether or not to pursue a grant program. The problem with a grant program, quite frankly, is that you have to have the money up front. $10 million is ridiculous.
We know that a couple of projects, that's going to be completely wiped out. In terms of, you know, there won't be any grant money left.
Sure.
Right.
So
sure.
Is it possible then that the General Assembly could decide to fund it more robustly? That's something that outgoing Secretary of Commerce Sharon Decker was talking about before she left.
That is certainly an option. I mean, we've heard the industry kick around the idea of getting the fund up to $40 or $50 million. But Ted, to Ted's point, that the problem with the grant program is that it requires an annual appropriation, which makes it an annual discussion. And unfortunately, there are folks out there that just don't – they're from an ideological standpoint, they just don't believe in giving incentives to any industry And so what my concern about the grant program is that it becomes a political football every year. And right now, we're looking at a rather substantial deficit to our current budget.
So it sounds to me like both of you are saying there probably isn't the political will right now in Raleigh to revisit this.
I wouldn't say that. I would say that there is, I mean, there's still air in our lungs, mine and Ted's, and there's also a 30-year history of filming in the state of North Carolina. We're, in some cases, there are third and fourth generation film workers in the state, not just in Wilmington, but throughout the state of North Carolina. And so as long as I think we've got a lot of momentum from the incredible success we've had with the incentive that just expired
in
December.
Do you think seeing the business dropping off will have any impact on the way people think in Raleigh about this?
It should, because we anticipate a substantial reduction, I mean 80% reduction, if not more. So, you know, that will trickle down to all of the small businesses that have been part of the support services for the industry throughout the state. So, yeah, there's going to be that, and I think if we can effectively articulate that, perhaps we stand the chance of moving this forward and getting the business back to North Carolina where it belongs.
And I understand you don't have a crystal ball, but
right.
it sounds like we're going to need to see some of the negative repercussions in this region before it will get seriously reconsidered. Is that what we're saying?
I wouldn't go so far to say that. I mean, personally, I'm not going to let it die. I have no intention of letting it die. One thing that will work to our advantage is the fact that every 2 years, the different chamber presents the budget first. This particular session, the House will present the budget first. So I think that is very advantageous if we can carry on the momentum in the House to address the film industry and the film incentives, then we will have a first opportunity if we can find that money to put it in the budget and then send it over to the Senate and let the Senate act on it.
Yeah.
See, last year what you had is the Senate had nothing in the budget that came over, so we had to work through with getting a mechanism by which we could even get it on the table, which we were able to do. But once again, in my mind, you've got to have two plans. You've got to have a plan A, you've got to have a plan B. Because one of the reasons I believe the amendment, well, it's not I believe, I know, that the amendment passed that I presented at the end of the session in the House was because it became a realization to everyone, we didn't have the money in the budget for the grant program above this $10 million. So I said, well, okay, that's even more reason to extend what we have now, because that you deal with at the end after all the productions have been done. So you don't have to have the upfront money. So I think we have to go into this having two options.
You can appropriate funds, and then because of a production schedule, that money doesn't even get spent in that fiscal year, so it must carry over. It's just complicated by the appropriations process, and that's what a grant program is. So for private business, it's better to have a program where you know what the stipulations are and whether or not you can meet them.
Now, we just heard that Mercedes-Benz is announcing plans to build a plant in Atlanta, mm-hmm. thanks to pretty generous incentives from the state of Georgia. Governor McCrory has identified economic incentives, you know, broad-based economic incentives as his number one legislative priority. He says, I need tools when I talk to these companies. So what is likely to come from that?
Well, I'll take the first shot at this. Governor McCrory had an opportunity in the short session to do the things with economic incentives that he wanted to have done. What he couldn't do was get the more conservative members of the House and the Senate to go along with the incentive programs that he was proposing. So we closed down. We shut down session, and there was discussion about the governor bringing us back for a special session in order to address this, which he chose very publicly not to do. He made an announcement that he was not going to bring anyone back to try to deal with incentives in the interim. And the reason he cited was that there was still no consensus among the bodies. So my question is, what's changed? And from what I can see in the discussion that's been, you know, reported in the press and the scuttlebutt around the building and just conversations with fellow members from both sides of the aisle, I don't believe there's consensus at this point any more than there was at the end of session last
year. So if that conversation came up in the chambers again, it would be a repeat of what happened.
There's certainly the potential for that to take place unless he has managed to sway the more conservative members of his party to come on board with incentives programs. Because what he's proposing is not only to increase a line item for a program that has existed for many years called JDIG, Jobs Development Investment Grant. He is also proposing some new economic incentives, crowdfunding, and the walking around money.
Right. The incoming Secretary of Commerce, John Skvarla, is talking about this idea, crowdfunding for small companies, for startups.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us briefly about that? We're going to go to break in just a minute, but can you give us the thumbnail sketch?
I'm not an expert on crowdfunding, and so I would hesitate to even go down that path. But that crowdfunding is probably an achievable goal. Many other states have done it. The more politically difficult thing is going to be the walking around money. The economic fund is basically a checkbook that gives the governor and the secretary of commerce the ability to just write checks, similar to what's happened in Georgia with Mercedes-Benz. So that's where the controversy will get going.
And when we come back from break, I want to make sure that we talk about historic preservation tax credits. I know the two of you spoke last night in Wilmington about that. You're listening to Coastline on 91.3 FM. It's our legislative look ahead with Representatives Ted Davis and Susie Hamilton. If you'd like to ask a question, give us a call at 910-343-1138. You can also send an email to coastline@whqr.org. This is Coastline.